Tim Sands is the ADF&G Area Management Biologist for the Nooshigak District. He participated in an overflight of the sunken tender on Wednesday.
We observed a sheen of oil. The tide was ebbing, so downstream from the vessel. It's approximately 2 miles long. It was pretty solid. I'd say it's more oil sheen than I've seen in all the flights I've taken. Certainly more steady line. Definitely patches that looked very rainbow colored. Some of it looked light silvery, but some of it definitely looked rainbow colored.
The number one priority of the responders was to cap all of the vents on the various fuel tanks on the sunken tender. Some of the vents were capped last Friday night, and the rest of the vents were reportedly capped on Tuesday. There was no fuel sheen seen on Tuesday, but something apparently changed, resulting in the large sheen spotted Wednesday. Sands confirms that the current fishing closures will stay in place until the situation takes a positive turn.
I want to see no sheen in the water, for sure, but not necessarily, you know, for just one look. Because, you know, there was reports yesterday that there was no sheen, but there's clearly a sheen today. So I don't think one day's worth of no sheen is going to work.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has contacted the processors that work with the SetNet fleet on the Agushik Beach in an effort to communicate the current situation and to explain why the fishery closures will stay in place. At last report, the Lone Star was carrying over 13.7 thousand gallons of diesel fuel and about 300 gallons of other petroleum products. The vessel's been the subject of a large response effort since it sank in the Agushik River on June 30th. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.